Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
85345.
Okay, thank you so much. And one moment, please. Okay, 85345. And may I also have your name, please?
Julie Hastings.
Okay, thank you. Okay, one moment, please. I'm still trying to access information, so I do apologize for the delay. Is that a shipping zip code for the 85345?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Hastings. All right, Ms. Hastings, for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
7137 West Sunnyside Drive, Peoria, Arizona, 85345.
Okay, thank you so much. And just another moment. All right, I'm still accessing the last bit of that. All right, so I've gotten an account located that shows your name and shows your address here. And it shows a canceled account for the BiteSub Meal app. And how is it that I can assist, please?
Well, I want a refund for what I was didn't authorize for you guys that you guys charged me. I was only supposed to pay a $2.97 fee for entering into some contest, and somehow I got charged $50 for this thing or whatever that for you guys or whatever for some kind of membership or whatever. I canceled it right away because I didn't want to, I never authorized that. And you guys canceled it, but I'm still out $50.
Okay, it is showing a cancellation for January the 18th,
Right?
is what it shows.
I was placed on the 18th.
It looks like it was done on the 17th.
Well, I
Well,
mean,
let's
I
see.
did it as soon as you guys, as soon as I realized you guys charged me, I canceled it.
Okay.
I didn't even realize you were the same place or whatever that charged me until I saw the email or whatever that all of a sudden I had some kind of an account with you, and then that's how I was able to figure out who was who or whatever, because it's not even the same place that takes the money or whatever. It does. It's not even the same name as you guys.
All right. Well, it is showing a cancellation for the subscription. This is the result of an individual using their Android or iPhone to complete a
Yeah, I
survey.
canceled it. That's correct. But I only authorized $2.95, and you guys charged me $49.95. And nowhere on the website does it say that you're going to charge me $49.95. It says you're going to charge me $2.95.
Okay, if the website provided you a charge with shipping and handling or something for that Dyson vacuum, that part we don't
That's
have.
correct. Right. So why did I get charged? That was for $2.95. Why did I get charged $50?
Yes, ma'am, I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
Okay, that was for the item that was offered to you. Here we just assist with the meal app. That's what's the charge of $49.89. It was provided in the terms and conditions. So that's
What terms and conditions?
the terms for the sweepstake or the contest.
It says no purchase necessary on there.
Don't think that was the only information, ma'am, in the terms. But this was
Well,
provided.
regardless, I don't want it. It's not clear. It wasn't clear on there. And anyways, I was just calling to give you guys the courtesy to refund me my money before I just dispute it with my bank.
Okay.
Because one way or another, I'm going to get my $50 back because I had no idea I was going to be charged that. And that's a lot of money for me.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. Confirming it was canceled, it shows on the 18th. But with the verification process, that it shows that it went through on the 17th at 9:18 p.m. The bank or the card issuer was the one that actually confirmed that it was a valid transaction. The most that we can do is cancel the subscription, but you've already done that. You did that on the 18th.
Right, so I have to dispute it with my bank then.
Well, they're the one that verified that the transaction was valid. We were not able to do anything but cancel it, but you already took care of that.
Okay, all right. You guys are pieces of shit, man. I can't even
Thank
believe
you
it.
Thank you for calling, customer.